John Ramirez is a former high priest in the Church of Satan. Well, his life is very different today. He's experienced freedom in Jesus. He's with us right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, my friend Todd. God bless you, brother. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
John, tell us why and how you got involved in the Church of Satan. How did you get so involved in the occult?
Well, you know, I got caught up with the occult because it ran in my bloodline on my father's side. Basically, my father's side was basically involved with the occult all the way down from Puerto Rico to the United States, from the United States, Cuba, from Cuba to Haiti, from Haiti to Miami, and back to New York City. Wow. And at the age of 8, you know, I was inducted into the occult and going to demon church and being trained. And sometimes people say, well, age of 8, why would your parents allow that? You know, one thing about the devil understands one thing better than people themselves. He understands culture. He understands one thing. He knows that through culture, he can create religion. And then sometimes when we create religion, the enemy understands one thing. He understands that, you know, my mommy did it, my daddy did it. I guess it's okay. We can do it.
Now, when you say occult practices, what does that involve?
Well, occult practice is medium, channeling demons, involves witchcraft to the highest levels as you get trained and get equipped and get initiated with ceremonies and cleansings. Occult practices with tarot card, Ouija boards, horoscope, tea leaves, astrology. All these occult practices are the avenues to bring you to the dark side. And I was sat down. I was being trained by witches and warlocks at the age of 8 in Demon Church.
Wow. And this wasn't something you were playing around with. You really wanted to be involved in it.
No, I was taught. I was sold out to the dark side. There was no halfway here, halfway there. I wasn't a part-time devil. I was a full-time devil worshiper.
And what did you get out of being involved in all that? What did it do for you?
Well, it was more like an acceptance. You know, accepting made you feel important. It made you feel wanted. Especially a lot of times, people that they're in your cult, majority of the people in your cult, and majority of people in the world, there's people that are fragmented from different aspects of their lives. And so the devil will come in. He will shed light in those areas of your life that you've been fragmented. My situation was a missing father in my life, even though my father was around for a short period of time. Even when he was home, he was still absent. There was no love. So the enemy will captivate in those areas in our lives that we're missing something that we think that we need from the world, from the enemy. And he'll sugarcoat it, make it seem attractive, make it seem real, make it seem, you know, this is what you're missing. And then you drink the Kool-Aid, you buy into the lie, and you get trapped into the cult.
Wow. So this was your life for how many years?
25 years.
Wow. Okay. So what happened to change all that? Why did you leave? How did you have this encounter with God?
I actually, you know, never in my wildest mind thinking, saying or whatnot. I had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Head-on collision with Jesus Christ. I left my body in 1999. I was in my bed. I was in my bed. Just to make a long story short, I was saying, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't renounce Jesus. I don't think Jesus is bigger than the devil. I was saying all these things that were psychotic. And I said, I don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Leave me alone. I'm not serving no Christianity stuff. That's weak. They have no power. And but then I was falling into this anesthesia sleep, and never in my life felt that in my life. And I know anesthesia sleep because I know that I have surgery in my eyes, and I know what anesthesia feels like when you fall out. And I was falling into that anesthesia sleep, and it happened that I left my body, ended up in hell. And just to sum it up, ended up in hell. And when I ended up in hell, the cross of Jesus Christ showed up in hell, and that's how I got set free. When I came back into my body, and I felt like I was in ICU. I felt like people were doing electrical paddles on my chest and my heart. Wow. To bring me back. That's the feeling I felt. And when I came back into my body, I know that the Lord Jesus Christ was giving me a chance to repent, to leave the dark side after 25 years and follow him. Wow. And that's what I did.
And you're active today as an evangelist, and you also teach others to be free from demonic influence. How do you do that?
Yeah, you know, I'm teaching people. I have an 8-week training, Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, online on johnramirez.org. You can go there. You can get it. You can download it. And you could be a person that you could be free. And you could be free and live the best life that God has for you. And in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm free, my brother. Amen. I'm free. I don't owe the devil nothing. The devil got no legal rights over my life. I'm a free man. I'm living my life. And I'm proving the fact that after 25 years of devil worshiping, I am a free man in Christ Jesus.
Amen. JohnRamirez.org is his website. John Ramirez has been our guest this morning. Thanks, John.
God bless you, Todd. Have a blessed day. Thank you.